folks from the British government are in Georgia and other battleground states canvassing, isn't that foreign election meddling? Then I've got this. Fulton judge strikes down 7 new election rules, including hand counting of ballots after poll closes and mandatory video surveillance of drop boxes, claiming it's illegal, unconstitutional, and void. Talk about leftist activism. It's right here, Congresswoman. Can you speak to this?
Yeah, absolutely. Our Georgia Election Board has done an incredible job. They created new rules that really make our elections so safe on top of the laws that have passed here in Georgia. The one that made the most sense to me was a new rule that they created where on election night, every single ballot, there will be 2 counts. There'll be a hand count. There'll be a machine count. That is the most common sense rule you could ever create. And I mean, it's like double checking your math, adding up your numbers one time, getting an answer and going back and adding it up a second time just to make sure your numbers are right. And that Fulton County judge striking down that rule is absolutely shocking, you know, and that should never happen. That is lawfare. So that courtroom and that one judge is literally using his power from the bench to weigh in and control the way that our ballots will be counted in Georgia for the November 5th election. And that should never happen. No one judge should be able to do that. So let's go a step further, though. I want to talk about Texas with you, Alex. You know, you live in the great state of Texas. And Texas, I believe, is 40 electoral college votes. If they somehow swing the state of Texas and they do that through illegal aliens voting in the Texas election, you can forget it. It is over. We will never win another election in this country. Texas with 40 electoral college votes.
And by the way, the left has been saying for 10 years they're going to turn it blue. They're engaged in massive fraud with Act Blue and all the rest of it. And so many Texans are like, that'll never happen. California 40 years ago was redder than Texas. People better stop thinking we can't lose Texas.
Oh, yeah, you can lose Texas. And let's also talk about the fact that your great state attorney general, Ken Paxton, is not allowed to investigate election fraud. Did you know that?
Yes, but elaborate.
Yes, so Ken Paxton, they took away his power to investigate and prosecute election fraud in the state of Texas. This is the state attorney general, Ken Paxton, has no power to investigate and prosecute election fraud. That is such a dangerous setup. But what you were talking about earlier about the amount of illegal aliens that are able to register and vote in Texas elections, that is what will cause Texas to turn blue. It won't be just the Democrats moving to Austin and other cities in Texas. It's honestly the fact that it will be election fraud, and it'll be done because of the illegal invasion into our country and primarily into Texas. And that is a real threat. So it could be, Alex, that they could put enough illegal voters in Texas election on November 5th and it's big. Let me tell you the consequences of that. It's 40 electoral college votes. That means states like Georgia, Pennsylvania, North Carolina means we will not matter. We will not matter at all. It'll be Texas. We'll swing the whole thing. And then the other scary part is they could steal Ted Cruz's Senate seat, and that could go for Colin Allred. And you're talking about a Republican Senate seat would be flipped to a Democrat, and that would swing the power in the Senate in this critical election where we're trying to regain control in the Senate.
To be specific, we put the document on screen. They claim he can investigate, but they defanged him where he can't prosecute. So it's just like the Democrats are saying they want an inspector general over the Supreme Court. That would be a legislative coup over the judiciary. They're doing this everywhere. They're defanging any of the good guys, removing their constitutional power.
Right. So he can investigate, but he cannot prosecute. So that's what's the sense of investigating if you can't prosecute it? So who would prosecute it in the state of Texas? If it's not your attorney general, who could prosecute it? They've basically not only defanged the attorney general, they have defanged the people of Texas, because the people of Texas elected Ken Paxton to be able to go after criminals and prosecute things like election fraud in the state of Texas. This is possibly one of the most dangerous things leading up to November 5th, and Texas may be the heart of it all, not the swing states.
Well, they've tried to put Paxton in jail a whole bunch the last 9 years. They failed. He's a great guy. He's an example of the type of attorney generals we need. And when you look at Kamala Harris and just how horrible she's doing, and then as you said, all the real polls and all the big indexes that have been so accurate, the betting markets, say Trump is really far ahead. The problem is he's got to have a landslide to override all the fraud we know is baked in. And now in so many blue states and blue cities, they're not even denying that they're giving illegal aliens driver's license and letting them vote.
Yeah, that's right. No, they're not even denying it. You know, there's something else that really bothers me. I want to go back to Kamala Harris because it's sitting on me really bad. This is a woman, when she did that interview with Bret Baier, she literally said, and then she said it from her rally there, from the stage at the rally. She accused Trump of calling the American people the enemy within. He has never said that. And that is not, he's not talking about the American people when he says the enemy within. He's talking about the federal government. We know exactly what he's talking about. It's the state against the people. And that is the true threat. That's the enemy. But think about that, Alex. They're trying to kill him. He's nearly been assassinated twice. And actually, more than that, it's just not public. And so you think about how the Democrats have framed him for over 8 years now, as they've called him Hitler, Nazi. And now they're putting him up against the people and lying and calling him saying that he would use the military against the American people. They are literally trying to get him killed. And they are doing it over and over and over again. Yet the biggest concern to me, Alex, is Kamala Harris. If she becomes president of the United States, the vitriol and the anger that I heard in her voice when she was talking about Donald Trump and she was talking about her own political enemies, MAGA. She's talking about MAGA. She hates MAGA. That what I heard from that woman is she would not stop. She would come after MAGA. Come after MAGA in every way possible in the power that she would have as president of the United States. And I think that's something to truly be terrified of, especially after we've seen the Democrats weaponize the FBI and weaponize the Department of Justice against President Trump.
And then they have the gall to claim Trump is going to do that with no evidence.
That's right. No evidence whatsoever. They're just lying and saying it. But the tone in Kamala Harris's voice was truly threatening. And you hear, it's of course I'm not weighing against any woman that decided not to have children or couldn't have children or don't have children. I would never judge any woman that way. But Kamala Harris is a woman that does not have children. And that means to me that she truly, from her point of power, she's not going to truly consider the future of this country because she has never had children herself. She's never.
If you haven't had children, you don't know. It makes your brain just flip into the mode of security and stability and really, caring more. It's just a fact. It happened the minute I had my first child. I got way more serious, way more focused. Marjorie Taylor Greene, everybody needs to follow her on the Mighty X. It's Rep MTG, just REPMTG. Thank you so much for the time. You're doing a great job. We're all praying for you, and we'll be watching everything you say and do. Look forward to speaking to you soon. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Alex.
Thank you, Congresswoman. We'll be back with massive news, other guests, and more. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, the AlexJonesStore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization for private labeling. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at the AlexJonesStore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at the AlexJonesStore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air.
Let me take some brain force and then we'll do this commercial. How about that?